Kyle, this is your third Charlotte poll. How does that set you up for your first points win here?
Well, hopefully it sets us up well. You know, we've had some really good runs here in the past. We've been close. Unfortunately, just haven't been able to close the deal, I guess, in a points-paying race. So would look forward to being able to change that here this weekend. We've certainly been, you know, pretty fast this year, but also at Charlotte in recent times. And, you know, this weekend here with the Coke 600 is a big weekend for us. It's one that's meant a lot to me as a kid, just watching it growing up on TV, watching the All-Star race, and then also the 600, you know, consecutive weekends, and dreaming of one day being able to win them both has been a passion of mine. So hopefully we can get all that done here this weekend with our red, white, and blue M&M's Toyota Camry.
Open the floor for questions. Go to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Kyle, I know a lot of drivers have said that qualifying here can be challenging because of the character of the racetrack, but you seemed so consistent over all three rounds. What was it, something that your guys found during practice, or, you know, how did you guys manage the run over the course of the three rounds to keep the car from falling off and actually picking up speed?
Yeah, we saw that in practice with our speeds from practice. We ran three runs, and all three runs were the same speed. It didn't change, you know. We ran it on two sets of tires with, you know, running the same speed. So the car was kind of like, that's all it's got, but it was slow. And so we were kind of worried going into the qualifying session that we weren't going to have the speed that it took to qualify up front. But Adam and the guys did an amazing job of making some really good, really smart changes to get us what we needed there to be faster. And tried a little different technique on my part in order to see if I couldn't make some speed out of it as well, and it just kind of came together. So, you know, hopefully that the stuff that we learned to make our car faster will certainly translate to race trim, and we can keep ourselves where we need to be for an entire 400 laps.
Want to go to Reed?
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Services. As time goes by, how important has it become for you to knock this one final track off the bucket list?
Yeah, it's important to me. I don't know that it's important in the grand scheme of things, but it certainly is important to me. I'd love to be able to get that knocked out of the way and to be finished with it until there's another new track that comes up on the circuit. You know, and certainly it's been a trying time here over the course of my career. It just hasn't come to fruition for a points race. But, you know, last I checked, I got a trophy at home that says winner Charlotte Motor Speedway on it. So I'll take that to my grave with me if I do never get a points win here. So that'll be my saving grace, I guess.
We have a question in the box.
And it just changes so much here. That's the thing. You know, obviously Truex did it a couple years ago. We'd love to have a night like that, but I'm sure, you know, the grandstands certainly wouldn't. So, you know, you just got to be mindful of kind of what's going on and just kind of let things happen and let the race hopefully come to you. You know, if we're the ones that can be up front for much of it, then that's fine. There's portions of the race, though, that when you're running up front and leading laps in the daytime, that's not to say that you're going to be leading laps at nighttime or vice versa. So, you know, I've started in the back here and I've been good. I've started in the front and I've been good. And I've also started in the front and been bad. So, you know, you just got to take it in stride and go through the transitions of what the track changes and keep up with it with your crew chief.
Have any final questions? All right. Thanks, Kyle.
All right.
Oh.
You want to? What do you got?
Sorry.
Make it a good one.
Just with qualifying here as the sun's going down, I know it's short runs, but does anything you learned here help you guys for the track transition that it goes through Sunday night?
Not really. We always kind of set up for it. We always know that during the day it's hot, it's slick, you slide around a little bit, and then when it comes to qualifying, the track grips up some. It automatically just gives you a better feeling. So we know that already. By knowing that, by building the notebook around that I have with Adam and in the Cup Series in general with my personal stuff, you know, it just kind of prepares you better, if you will. And you'll see the same thing in the race here, you know, with it being kind of hot and slick and slippery for a while, and then the nighttime will come and it'll continue to get better and better. Even past it getting full shade, you'll still feel the track go through changes as it cools off and the ground underneath gets cooler too.